Hey everyone, here at the Cover 3 Athletics Weekly Podcast, and we're going to break down the 6 state title games for football that will take place in Hershey over the next 3 days. As of course, the Whippeel, unprecedented territory, 5 champions, they'll compete in 6 of the games, so that's insane. So think about this. Pennsylvania has 12 districts, which include the City League as district number 8, and of course our beloved Whippeel as district number 7. Obviously, you have 12 teams competing in Hershey the next 3 days. And think about that, 5 of them are from the Whippeel. That puts into perspective big time, and really just how good the Whippeel is. So, woo for us. So, we're going to talk about it as the schedule for the next 3 days out in Hershey is as follows. As on Thursday, as each one's a day-night doubleheader. So, Thursday, 1 o'clock, will be the only game that does not feature a Whippeel champ. This will be the 1A state title game as Red Bank Valley will take on Bishop Guilfoyle. And then 7 o'clock tomorrow night will be the 4A game between Aliquippa and Bishop McDevitt. It's Friday at 1 o'clock is the 2A title game between Sarah Catholic and Southern Columbia. And then 7 o'clock is the 5A game between Penn Trafford and Imhotep Charter. And then Saturday at noon will be the 3A state championship, which is Central Valley versus Wyomissing. And then at 6 o'clock will be the 6A title game. Malibu takes on St. Joe's Prep. So we're just going to go in the order of the days, and we'll run up like that. So, as this is the 6th year, hard to believe it's been 6 years, that we've had 6 classifications. As Class 1A, basically this, Red Bank Valley is out of District 9. If I say D9, that means District 9, just for example. As Red Bank Valley, they come into this game with a 13-1 record. They are the first D9 team since 1992 when Smethport made it to the state title game to do so. And Red Bank Valley is only the 3rd team from D9 since the start of the state tournament to make it to the state championship game. So big time for the district as well as the school. And fun fact, this is also apparently the first trip in any sport of Red Bank Valley's to a state championship game. And this Bulldog team, they average scoring 30.5 points a game in the regular season. They only allowed 9.6. In their 4 state playoff games, they put up an average of just under 27. They've allowed 15.5 a game. So, honestly, the new kids on the block, kind of a Cinderella story in a way. And here they are. Of course, they knocked out Cayman last week. Just momentum change, a huge swing in the second half of the 98-yard pick 6. Can they ride that as the underdogs here? Of course, their opponents, Bishop Guilfoyle, the small Catholic school out of Altoona. Of course, these guys have been familiar as they three-peated as 1A state champs from 2012 to 2014. Yes, they were a major thorn in the side of Clareton during that time. As of course, but since the 2014 time, the Marauders haven't raised gold in Hershey, and they're trying to do so. So it's been a while for them to get back this far. As Guilfoyle, they enter this game with a 10-3 record,
come out of District 6,
as in the regular season, they put up just under 28 points a game, they allowed 16.6, in the 4 state playoff games for them, they've scored 27.5 a game, they've held their opponents just a 9, of course, the Crusaders, they like to run the ball, they kind of just pound to keep it simple, strong defense and such. So, my pick, I'm going to go Guilfoyle, because they've been here so many times before. They're finally back. They have the formula. They're solid every year, and their formula to win is good. Red Bank Valley, they have some guys that can play like the spread out. The quarterback is dual threat. But I just think Guilfoyle is going to find a way to win this game like they have in the past. Our doubleheader on Thursday, Arch or 4A champs Aliquippa take on the D3 champs Bishop McDevitt. McDevitt's 12-1. The Quips are 12-1 as well. Just comparing it the regular season, Aliquippa scored over 41 a game. McDevitt was 4 of 47. Points allowed, the Quips were 10.5. McDevitt was just 6.4. But in the playoffs, Aliquippa, you know, their 4 playoff games running through the Whippeel bracket and then their state semifinal have outscored opponents 33-12.5. While McDevitt in their 4 game state playoff game run, 33 scored, averaged, allowed just 7. As this is trip number 8 for the Quips into the state finals. as in the past, as this is the first time going as a 4A school, as a 4A team, as they've gone twice as 3A, five times as AA. As Aliquip won the whole thing in 2018, they're trying to add another one. As I believe it would be their fourth state title one as well, if they're able to pull it off. Of course, McDevitt, they were able to pull off a late comeback last week to get here, so they have a little bit of momentum. This is the first time they made it to Hershey since 2013. It's also the fifth time in the program history that they've made it. And all but one of those have come since 2010. So, basically, look at this. Here it is. As the Quips, honestly, business as usual. But the difference for them, though, has been some young stars have rose it up. I mean, the quarterback, sophomore, Quentin Good, has been very good, very efficient this year. He's playing clean football. And then, obviously, the star power comes in freshman running back, Tequi Hayes, who just stole on the show. John Tracy's been a nice 1-2 punch in the backfield. And they've had veterans being the receivers for Good, as well as anchor the secondary in the middle of the defense. And then you have the star-studded line they have. You know, of McBride and Crowder and Eberhardt and such, you know, which has also been incredible. And also the Quips, they're able to throw, they're able to spread out, but they like to run the rock as well. You flip it around the other ways, McDevitt has a talented running back of their own in Marquise Williams. So I feel like this game's going to be a lot of running the football. That's going to come down to basically which team can use the pass to spread out more, but also who's going to protect the football? Who's going to control the time possession? Who's going to kind of grind it out? Kind of similar to Aliquippa's Whipple title win over Belverno. It was a case of both teams going to run the rock. And who's going to basically control that? And the Quips were able to control the time, control the position, you know, get the turnovers when they needed them. And they just had more spunk. At the end of the day, I think, look at this matchup. Aliquippa's found ways to win. I mean, in the Whipple semis against McKeesport, not once, not twice, not three times, probably four, if not five times, it looked like they were done for. But just the ball went their way, and the Quips found a way to win. A crazy game for the ages. In the Whipple Championship, Bell Vernon, you know, it had been their year. They had the Heisman guy, you know, basically the Heisman, if we had one, in Devin Whitlock. You know, what do you do for the Quips? You go in there and you dominate and come away with a huge win in Hines. Then a week ago, state semis, Aliquip is trailing off to a slow start against a veteran Jersey Shore team. All the narratives you could put that basically would be against Aliquip. What do? They go on a 20-play drive to end the half. They get in the end zone. Then they come on the second half of a couple big plays. In a matter of less than 6 minutes, they're up by 17 points. They go on to cruise to victory there. So Aliquip just seems to be kind of like this is their time. This is their moment. And McDevitt's a good team. They have a good defense, strong program in their own right. But I say the Quips, who have been battle-tested all year, who have found ways, and they've flexed when they've needed to, but just the last couple weeks, when they've looked like to be counted out, they're not. I think that's going to push them through. They're going with the game. And I think it's going to be a lower-scoring game. I really do. I think it's going to be a game that's kind of like the Whipple Championship, a game that the winner is going to be in the low-mid-20s. But I like the Quips to be able to take care of business tomorrow night. Okay, so now we go to the 2A state championship, which will be Friday afternoon. Or, of course, out of the Whipple is Sarah Catholic, who boasts an impressive 15-1 record versus the mighty Southern Columbia Tigers out of District 4. They're 14-1. And, of course, Southern Columbia back out again. Are we surprised? As the Tigers trying to five-peat as 2A state champs. Yes, you heard that correct. But it's kind of crazy because As Southern Columbia, they pound the rock, they had the wing tee, they had the mighty defense. It's really that. You don't want to say it's really that simple, but in a way, it's kind of just that. It's cookie cutter formula. They run the wing tee, they got beastly backs, they have really good defense, they're well coached, they have a great culture. That's Southern Columbia football. You know, and Jim Roth's legendary coach, as their state semifinal 1 week ago, is number 470 for him, which is the most in Pennsylvania history. They've won 20 straight postseason games that date back to December 2016. And then they had a 65-game win streak overall that was snapped earlier this year. I think it was something like that. It was like one away from the state record or something that they lost earlier this year. But here they are.
And of course, for Southern Columbia, you have Braden Wislowski, the star of the show, Gavin Garcia, and Wes Barnes. These three are studs. They all take turns. They all go. Of course, Garcia is the headliner. The last time Southern Columbia lost a playoff game was in that incredible Steel Valley team with Paris Ford and Dwayne Murray stole the show, and they just flat out dominated and crushed them back in 2016. So Southern Columbia, they try for a fifth straight title. Can Sarah Catholic knock them off? And the key with Sarah Catholic, what it's been for like the last month, has been a phenomenal and insane run of their defense. They have 54 turnovers on the season, 12 defensive touchdowns. I mean, they forced 20 of those the last 3 weeks. Maybe the last four, but they've been on a tear. And look at the numbers real quick. Sarah, in their playoff games this year, has put up just under 28.5 points. They've only allowed 12.5. The regular season numbers are 30.7 scored, 10.2 allowed the averages. For Southern Columbia, they've averaged just under 46 a game in the regular season. That number's gone up to 52.4 in 5 playoff games. The defense gave up 12.4 in the regular season, just under 14 in the playoffs. So, basically it comes down to this. Can Sarah Catholic do what it's done during the last month? That's force an abundance of turnovers. I mean, I think they're going to need at least 3 takeaways to win this game, because that's what they've been doing to win games. Can they do it? Southern Columbia likes to run the ball. They're going for a 5th straight state title. It just comes down to basically, you know, can the Eagles get the opportunities to get takeaways? And they've done a good job for fumbles, because they have 54 turnovers on the year. 32 have been fumbles. So, normally you'd say they might be in trouble, but honestly, the way it's been going, I think Sarah Catholic is going to find a way to come up, maybe not with 3, but I think 2 takeaways. They're going to do enough on offense, and I'm going to go on a limb and say this is a low-scoring, weird type of game that Sarah ekes out something like 18-15. But Sarah, they've won these games, they've played lights out games, and they've been the definition of ball hawks. And I think they're just going to find a way to win. I mean, it's probably not going to make sense. The numbers and all the stats and all that crap are you're going to scratch your head and go, how in the heck did they win this one? Because Southern Columbia is the real deal. But I just think, just kind of like it's done, Sarah's going to find a way to win this one. And now we have the 5A final. We talk about Imhotep Charter and Penn Trafford. Penn Trafford out of the Whipple, 12-2. First time Whipple champs. Won their first ever state game last week. Now they're going to Hershey for the first time. Can they ride the momentum? Or Imhotep, 11-1 out of D12. One of the powerful Philadelphia teams. And Imhotep, it's been a couple years since they made it this far. As a course, as Imhotep made to the state finals 3 years in a row, losing each time to Cathedral Prep. As this is their 6th time going to the finals, as they last won in 2015. So basically, from what I found, Imhotep's got some young guys that are going to be stars that are coming up. They have a really good defense, and they actually have the top-rated edge rusher in Keon Wiley, who's headed to Penn State as well. So also because Imhotep's always loaded with talent across the board. So it's just a matter of Penn Trafford. You know what they're going to do. They got our guy, Cade Iacomelli. They got Carter Green, just a 1-2 punch, really good. They have a really sound group of linemen and a really good defense. It's just a matter of Penn Trafford, can they play at their pace? Can they control the game? Can they avoid a mistake? Because it's just a matter of Imhotep. They're going to have the athletes. They're going to have the speed. They're going to bring the physicality. It's just a matter of, can Penn Trafford play a clean, efficient game? Can Iacomelli do what he's done, whether it was at Hines, before that, or last week, and make the big plays, have the big numbers, but also have Carter Green come along too and, you know, be that number 2 option and makes an impact, which they've done it all year. This PT team, they've done something special, and I think, based on Imhotep's recent history at Hershey and how Pedjar is playing, I think Iacomelli and the Warriors add one final chapter to the storybook season with a state title. And since we're here, we'll just go in order. So on Saturday, the early game, 3A championship, it's a rematch from a year ago, as the Whipple champs Central Valley versus D3 champs Wyomissing. Both are undefeated. As
As on the year, such Valleys get up just 8.5 points a game, 10.5 in the playoffs. They're scoring basically 47 points a game. Wyoming scores about 44 in the regular season, 42 in the playoffs per game. They give up basically a touchdown and touchdown and a half a game. So, and this is a rematch from a year ago. Central Valley trying to go back-to-back in Hershey. As both teams, I mean, Central Valley, enough said, I mean, Lane Alexander, Sean Fitzsimmons, that senior class, beyond impressive. And it's a shame that we kind of, I feel like, taking it for granted just how good they are and what they've actually done. Because I think if we would just take time to look at the numbers, look at what they've done and just take it in, and I think at some point we should do that, because this senior class for the Warriors is something special. And they have a chance to really cement that on Saturday afternoon. Of course, why I'm missing, you know, it's a rematch from a year ago. They bring the wing T. They bring the wing T. They're able to rotate a bunch of guys in and be effective. And again, it's what they did. But I'm going to say this. I think Central Valley, the one thing that could, I'm not going to say it is, but could give them trouble, is a type of wing T on heavy approach. It just grinds it out, controls the clock, eats the clock, pushes the tempo, and makes you have to gruel it after 48 minutes. But the Warriors, just when you think, oh, they might have an issue, they might be in for a competitive game. You know, whether it's Landon, whether it's Matt Merritt, whether it's Antoine Johnson, the young quarterback that's getting better by the week, whether it's Javen Thompson, whether it's somebody else, just steps up and makes a game-breaking big play. And I think it's what's going to happen on Saturday. I just think, not like a year ago where it was a hard-fought fight for the majority of it. But I think Central Valley, the defense is going to contain the wing T. And I think the odds are going to bust big plays. Lane Alexander and Sean Fitzsimmons, they're the co-best players on the field in their respective positions. I think Fitzsimmons is going to have one last monster game in the double blue. I think Landon's going to go off for at least 150 yards and two touchdowns. And I like Central Valley to finish undefeated and go back-to-back in Hershey. And then the heavyweight game, the 6A state title game, 6 o'clock Saturday. Matt Lemonen, our Whitfield champ, first time ever in Hershey for the final, taking on 11-2 St. Joe's Prep out of D12, which is the Philly Catholic League. As on the year, Matt Lemonen scored 39 in the regular season, 43 in the postseason. St. Joe's was 31.5 and 33, respectively. Playoff time, Matt Lemon's going to have 11, went from 11 to 16.5 allowed in game. St. Joe's basically at 13 a game they're allowing. As St. Joe's Prep, east side of the state, what have they done? 8 times in 9 years they've been in the state finals. They're trying to four-peat, you know, at the 6A level, which is only, you know, in 6 years of existence, so talk about that. As, of course, St. Joe's, they've made every one of these 6A championship games. So, they're trying to go 5 out of 6 in these. And they're trying to do it. Of course, St. Joe's Prep, they have a couple of losses. But, of course, by their standards, it isn't good, but it is what it is. But, of course, they played a previous unbeaten in Garnet Valley last week, and they crushed them. So, it's one of those things that they're coming in with, regardless, is they're younger this year, but they got some guys that can play. And it's expected that it's going to be a very hard game, regardless of what they may or may not have. Other way around, Matt Lemonen, Bobby P's done it again. You got the triplets. Of course, Matt Lebo, you had the big three and the triplets. Eli Heinrich, Alex Texka, and Joey D. Eli's been on a heck of a tear, just doing everything. And he's clearly looked like the best player on the field for the last month for Matt Lemonen. It's not even close. You're talking apples and oranges because Alex Texka has been a beast as well. And then Joey D's just had a phenomenal senior season as well. But it's so much more than just these three. Because the trench play is phenomenal on both sides. The defense has been outstanding all year. And yes, those guys contribute on defense too. But so this Matt Lemonen team is a complete football team. You have star players. You have complete players. You have everything you can ask for. Plus you have experience. So just a matter of now Matt Lemonen. It's a matter of can get over the jitters of being in this game versus a team that's the expectation. But I think how it's going to play out, I think Matt Lemonen is going to go toe-to-toe with St. Joe's, who, yes, they lost their big guns, who finally graduated, and yes, they have a bunch of young upcoming talent that's really good. But I think Matt Lemonen and Bobby Peary will be prepared for this game. They're to go out there, and there might be a little jittery, but it's not going to be a bad thing. And I'm going to go on a limb and call me a homer. But I say Matt Lemonen finds a way to win this game late, someone Eli's going to have one final hurrah, and it's going to be the winning play. So I do think it's going to be one of the higher scoring games. I think it's going to be in the 30s both ways, as this game's kind of tended to go on the way in past years. But I think Malamondon wins a shootout. So that's a wrap, guys. Hope you guys enjoyed this. As again, 5 Whippeal champs in Hershey. Hopefully at least one brings the title home. As I think all but three years since these have been created, the Whippeals had at least one state champion, which is very impressive when you think about it. So hope you guys enjoyed. As of course, follow us on the web, cover3athletics.wixsite.com/WestPA. Cover3athletics on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. Hope you guys enjoyed, and we'll talk soon. Take care.